بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم ابتدائنا الكافر بالسلام وكيفية الرد عليهم واستحباب السلام على أهل مجلس فيه مسلمون وكفار. This is the chapter on the prohibition of initiating the salam to a disbeliever and how to reply the greeting of a disbeliever, and it being mustahab and desirable of offering salam to a mixed gathering in which there is a gathering of Muslims and non-Muslims. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تبدأ اليهود ولا النصارى بالسلام فإذا لقيتم أحدهم في طريق فاتطهوه إلى أضيقه رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى سيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not initiate the salam to the Jews and Christians, and if you meet one of them on the path, compel them to the narrowest section of it. In this hadith, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to us that whilst we have to be considerate of the disbeliever, but we should not initiate the salam. Salam is a gesture of honor and respect. And those who are opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not deserve the salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And salam is something that generates love and muhabbah. And therefore, Muslims have been commanded to make salam amongst one another. However, when you see a gathering in which there are Muslims and non-Muslims, then you are allowed to make salam intending the Muslims. And in this chapter, we will see when a non-Muslim makes salam to you, how do you reply? So we find in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to show the grandeur of Islam. Islam is the strong religion. It's not a weak religion. And therefore Muslims should not feel inferior and move away to the side when he is walking in the road. He should express his rawb, his awe, and he should walk in the middle, and he should compel the disbeliever, especially in those places where Muslims are being oppressed, then he should compel them to the narrow section. But ulama explained, you don't push the non-Muslim to the side and physically harm him or injure him, no. In other words, this is when Islam is being persecuted, Muslims are being persecuted, and the Muslim should show his awe, his shan and shaukat. He should not just become himself so humble that he goes away to the side and give that person the main path to travel on. So if there is no crowd and people are moving freely, then you don't compel the non-Muslim to the side and hurt him in any way. Islam does not tell us to hurt the person. We must show respect to every human being. But in this particular instance where Muslims were being oppressed and the disbelievers were showing their valor and their strength against the Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that now you also walk with awe and show some type of respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded you. لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. You will not find any people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the final day that they begin to have genuine bosom love for those who oppose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore in the hadith that Rasulullah mentioned, an Anas radiallahu ta'ala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha sallama alaykum ahlul kitab faqulu alaykum muttafaqun alayhi. If the ahli kitab, the Yahud, the Nasara, they make salam to you, then reply, say wa alaykum, and upon you also. So we sing upon you, then we are saying that on you also, or you can say, As-salamu ala man ittaba'a al-huda, peace be upon those who follow the guidance. In other words, we're making dua that Allah gives you hidayat, and if you got hidayat, then there is peace upon you. So you say, wa alaykum, or As-salamu ala man ittaba'a al-huda. Wa an Usamata radiallahu ta'ala an, anna nabiyya sasam marra ala majlisin fi akhlatun min al-muslimin wal-mushrikin, abadat al-awthan wal-yahud, فسلم عليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متفقون عليه. أسامة رضي الله عنه سيد رسول الله passed by a gathering in which there was a mixture of Muslims, polytheists, idol worshippers and Jews, and Rasulullah offered salam to them. So in this case, when there's a gathering of Muslims and non-Muslims, then you make salam to the gathering, intending those who are Muslims. And when a non-Muslim makes salam to you, you say, As-salamu ala man ittaba' al-huda. In the time of Rasulullah SAW, the Yahud would come deliberately, and they would say, As-salamu alaykum. They wouldn't say, As-salamu alaykum. They would take out the lam. As-salamu alaykum means death be upon you. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would become very upset. Rasulullah would just say, Wa alaykum, and upon you too. So she would become very upset. Ya Rasulullah, didn't you hear what they said? They're saying, may death be upon you. Rasulullah said, yes. And I said, Wa alaykum, and upon you also. In fact, my dua against them will be answered, and their duas against me will not be answered. So again, Rasulullah said, in one hadith, he said, Iyaki wal-unf wal-fuhsh. O Aisha, be careful with the type of words you use. Don't be harsh. He's showing us the akhlaq of Islam. All I said, Wa alaykum. I don't have to say, because she said, La'natullahi wa ghadabullahi alaykum. She cursed him. She said, may Allah's curse be upon you. May Allah's anger be upon you. So Rasulullah stopped her from that. She said, say, Wa alaykum. So this is simple. Many times we find non-Muslim making salam to us. All we got to say, Wa alaykum, or As-salamu ala man ittaba' al-huda. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.